This is Living the RV Dream, episode 169, for Friday, November 13th, 2020.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
It's raining in Miami. Naturally, Friday the 13th, right? Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads! And happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, weekend warriors, van dwellers! Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. I hope you're having a great Friday, and I hope you have a great weekend here. Mid-November already, can you believe that? This year, 2020, it's coming to an end. Today we have a good show in store for you. We have the return of RV44, the Polanco family, and we've been following, you know, their learning experience as they get an RV and eventually a full time in that RV. And I have a couple of interviews lined up for the next few episodes. Hopefully they will materialize. I also have some mail and yeah, not a whole lot going on. It's that downtime in between road trips where I usually am here at the Sticks and Bricks in Miami. It's been raining like crazy. Not only the because of Hurricane Eta, which as we record this, made landfall somewhere in the west coast of Florida. Luckily, a little farther south than the spot where I'm thinking of buying the property. But in any case, it wasn't a very strong hurricane, which is good. I think it was downgraded to tropical storm by then. But yeah, it's been raining quite a bit here in South Florida, which makes it better for indoor activities, to be honest. Let me read you some of the mail that I've gotten here, and then we're going to go through some voicemail, and then we'll do the interview. First message I've got here from Peter Simon. Hi, Robert. Love watching your videos. I know this is a silly question, but I don't own an RV yet and trying to learn as I go. Do you never need to level the RV? Are all the places you stay have very level parking lots? Are stabilizers enough? Do we just get to see you doing the leveling? And finally, why did you have what appeared to be a coffee server at the backseat of your truck? Thank you, Peter Simon. And Peter Simon, you know, no silly question. You know, these are things that we all learn as we go along. By the way, that the coffee server is actually a Berkey water filter, and I call it Mr. Berkey, and it sits in the backseat of the truck whenever I'm on the move, because I really have nowhere to put it inside the RV, like, permanently. At some point, maybe I will get a larger RV just for that purpose, but that's it. Now, about your question, sometimes you don't. I mean, with the travel trailer, you always need to level using the front tongue jack, the front tongue jack, you know, up and down to level it front to back. Now, to level it side to side, you need to do this before you unhitch. And they have leveling blocks, and they have some of them that are like little ramps. And what I use a bubble level, I just put it on top of. They look like Legos, the ones that I have, and they're levelers. And you know, it's never perfect, but you get it close enough so it's comfortable to be inside. And then up front to back, you know what I usually do? I open the refrigerator door. If it closes by itself, it means the front jack is too high. If it stays open and it keeps on banging on the bed, that means that it's too low. It's easier and more accurate than the bubble lever I've found. I could do the same thing with the bathroom door. In the case of my trailer, that's how I do it. And the stabilizers, by the way, are not meant to level. They're just stabilizers. You're not supposed to be too much. Weight on them. They're just meant to touch the ground there, so the trailer isn't bouncing back and forth. And if the trailer's rocking, never mind. I think I answered all your questions. And sometimes, a lot of times, especially in Florida and places like this, You don't need to level a whole lot because it's flat, but some places I've had to put two and three of those Lego blocks on one side of the trailer. And one trouble I ran into in Quartzsite, actually, Quartzsite, the place where we stayed for the RTR the last time, it was like a slope, and it sloped down into the town of Quartzsite quite a bit. You didn't really notice it because it was a steady slope down, but and with a propriety hitch, it sat so low to the ground that I could not, I was unable to level the trailer if I was facing uphill. So I had to always manage to park the trailer facing downhill. That way I could level it. Little known fact about the propriety hitch and a very low trailer like Minitini 1 was. That would not be a problem with Minitini 2 at all. All right, let's go to the next message. This one from Robert Brum. Hi, Robert. From your videos, I know you typically don't boondock for more than a couple of days at a time, but I was wondering if you had a gut feel for how long you could make your freshwater tank last for an extended stay. From my understanding, your freshwater supply typically dictates how long you can boondock. I'm interested in a small trailer like Minitini, and that's a concern of mine. Well, it all depends on how many gallons you have. Like Minitini 1 had a larger tank, believe it or not. I think the reason for that is because it came from factory with a tankless water heater. Minitini 2 came from factory with the regular water heater that I actually requested them to do a tankless. So I'm sure there's some empty space down there. But Minitini 1 has like a 40. Maybe I should look that up. Hold on. Okay, I looked that up. The original Micro Mini 1706 FB, which was the 2015 model, had a 43-gallon tank of fresh water, which is huge, by the way. Now, the new 1708 FB has a tank capacity of 31 gallons. That's still pretty good, but it is a significant difference. And I've noticed it. I've noticed it when I'm boondocking by the third day. That fresh water, it's at its limit. And I think the most I've boondocked was in Quartzsite during that rain, that rainy days where we couldn't live Quartzsite for 2 days. So that was 2 years ago at the, almost 2 years ago at the RTR. And yeah, you know, if you shower every day like I do, I'm one of those people who I have to shower every morning, otherwise I don't feel like 100%. Then yeah, it depends how many gallons you spend, and also the second thing that I waste a lot of water. I guess I haven't really learned how to conserve. It's doing the dishes. You know, if I do an elaborate meal, you know, that consumes quite a bit of water. But I would say if you conserve with Minitini 1, I would say you can probably spend a week if you really conserve water and maybe skip the shower once or twice. And with Minitini 2, you know, which is the 1708 FB with a 31-gallon, probably 3 to 4. I mean, it depends, really, 3 to 4 days. I'd say I'd consume about 10 gallons per day or so. So that's the long answer to your question. That's the thing. People think a lot about solar and batteries and all that. And that all that is fine. But if worse comes to worse, you can always fire up a generator and keep going. But you are really limited by the amount of water in your fresh tank. And not only that, on your gray tank, because if you fill up your gray tank, you also have to move. Unless you have one of these that I have is the tote tank. It's I think Rhino makes one, Camco makes one. It's you should buy one that matches your gray water tank capacity, and then you can empty that out and just take that to a dump station instead of moving your whole rig. That works for me. I don't like to use it for the black tank, for obvious reasons. But I've used it for my gray water tank a couple of times, and it really extends the amount of time you can boondock. especially when we are when my wife Illy is with me, it that cuts the boondocking the possible boondocking time in half. Especially since women have more hair, you know, and they consume a lot more water in the shower. Now let's do some voicemail.
Hey, Robert. My husband and I would like to know if you've ever been to Mount Cheehaw. It's in Alabama. Or to the Trail of Tears. They both have some great camping sites.
Hi, thank you so much for your message. And I have the names here, Patricia and Tuck. And I have not been to Mount Cheehaw, but I've added it to my map because it looks like a beautiful place there. And I have not done specifically the Trail of Tears. I've been in some of the areas, you know, of the, like the Little River Canyon. And I learned something about the Trail of Tears when I was near the Florence and the Muscle Shoals area. I did where did I go there? I did a little bit of the Natchez Trace Parkway, and there was some sites related to the Trail of Tears over there. You know, as you know, the Tennessee River used to be a very important to the Native Americans of the area, the Cherokee, and they call it the Singing River, and it's all related to that Muscle Shoals music scene and how they perceive the Tennessee River as inspiration, as musical inspiration, and that sort of thing. But yeah, definitely that's something, you know. Alabama is one of the states where now I've been a couple of times, but there's so much to see that still, you know, I have to go back at some point. Maybe in spring. I don't know. We'll see. But I definitely want to go back to Alabama and visit some of these places. I've been to, as you probably know because of my videos, I've been to DeSoto State Park, and that's the one part in there near the mountains, and Montesano State Park near Huntsville. And that's where I spent actually the most time, probably in the Huntsville area. But I definitely want to go down to Birmingham and Montgomery, and of course I've been to the Mobile Bay area, which is also very nice right there by the coast, by the Gulf of Mexico. But anyway, thank you for your message, and we continue.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Greater Toronto area in Pickering. And I actually have a couple questions today. One question is, what's going to happen with the winter road trip for her after the RV show in Tampa? Yeah, that's it. And then the next question is, this is a song for the Minikini Lounge. Will there be a Minikini Lounge this weekend? If there is a Minikini Lounge, my song request is Celia Cruz. It's Tame Baja by Celia Cruz. That's my song request for that. And also, after you're done with Alaska, are you going to take the Trans-Canada and visit all the major cities in Canada? That's another question. And just telling you, today is Tuesday, November 10th, and by the time you're seeing this, it'll be Friday, November 13th, 2020. And today I'm recording this on November 10th, 2020. Yes. Have a wonderful day, Robert, and see you at 6 p.m. on the live stream. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your questions. And by the way, if you guys follow me on YouTube, which you probably do, right? And you watch the Friday live streams, Dylan is there. Like, he's a staple of our Friday live streams and the Minikini Lounges. But let me go in order. Let me tell you, that winter road trip, it's kind of like a moving target. I keep adding stuff to it, and I've kind of changed my mind about certain things that I'm going to do. It's going to be a shorter trip. It's not going to be that trip that extends way into March. No, because in March I have a rally. I'm going to be speaking at the Toes Rally in Titusville, Florida. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's like my first public speaking kind of deal. So not really, but yeah, it's kind of cool to hang out with all the other folks that have Winnebago Towables. It's the Towables chapter of the WIT. I forget what it is. The Winnebago Towables Club. The Winnebago Club. So I totally lost my train of thought. Okay, the winter road trip. I'm going to make a beeline. I'm going to hightail it all the way to Arizona just to be in Quartzsite when everything is going on. It doesn't really make sense to arrive in Quartzsite like in February and everybody's gone. I mean, not everybody's going to be gone, but it's not going to be as exciting. The idea of Quartzsite is meeting up with people, and I have a lot of people that I want to meet up with, and I'll be contacting them, of course, to see exactly where they're going to be. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Quartzsite is a lot of fun. It's one of those places that it's really, there's not a whole lot there, but there's something magical happens there, at least to me. Something magical happens there every January or February, you know, every winter. Everybody, it's there. It's like a convergence of like-minded people, and in a spiritual way, in a sense. I guess that does make a difference, and you know, I wanna, and I keep adding places to my Arizona trip. I want Ely to see Sedona, so we're gonna go to Sedona. I wanna go to there's a place I learned about. Let me see if I can find it in my map here real quick. That I learned about. I didn't learn about. I had heard of it, but I saw somebody go there on YouTube, and I'm like, we have to go there. Here it is. It is called Chiricahua National Monument. I want to go there, and you know, a lot of places. And I want to go to Tucson, Arizona. I've driven through so many times, and I've never been to. And I'll leave the rest as a surprise. As far as the Mini Tinny Lounge on Sunday, I'm gonna try to do it, and I'll sing Celia Cruz, Kimbara for you, Dylan, and for everybody else. I'm gonna try to keep it this Sunday. I'm gonna try to do more Latin, you know, to change it up a little bit. And finally, what was your last question? If I was gonna do the Trans Canada on my way back from Alaska, if Alaska everything is up in the air, right? Some cities and states are starting to close down again. So I don't even know if Tampa is really gonna happen. So, but hopefully Alaska will happen next summer. By then, the vaccine will be like. Everything hopefully back to normal. So I wanna do visit like all the major cities, you know, in Calgary, of course. I know people in Winnipeg and Toronto, of course, and I might even make it back to Quebec City. And then New Brunswick, I want to visit the Bay of Fundy before coming back through Maine, and you know, the Northeast, which is the one area of the country that, I mean, it's kind of intimidating because it's very densely populated. So it's kind of intimidating when you're traveling with an RV, but, you know, I still want to see Cape Cod, and before then, Vermont, New Hampshire, and et cetera, et cetera. So let's get to the next voicemail.
Hello, Robert. My name is Chris, and I've watched your videos, pretty much all of them, and I really like your music. So I know that you sell your music in a CD format, two CDs. Do you have them in a digital format? Because in my home, I do not have a CD player, and my car doesn't have CD player either. So the best format for me is digital. Do you sell digital anywhere? Please let me know. Thank you very much.
Hi, thank you, Chris. And yes, I actually answered Chris personally, and I told him, you know, it's just search for my name, Robert Morales, and listen to his reply, because after his reply, something just dawned on me.
Hey, Robert, it's Chris. Thank you so much for directing me, because I was searching for Traveling Robert, and I wasn't able to find it on Apple Music. But when I searched Robert Morales, I was able to find it. So, you know, I think other people might experience the same search result. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe you can add like Traveling Robert to the description of your, you know, Apple account, and people can all find it. By the way, Me and my girlfriend, we're your fans, and we watch your content every weekend. And then, like, you know, in the nighttime, usually we just keep your channel on, just listen to the music and then watch, you know, the video as we're doing some other stuff. And then when you, when I record a message to you, and we were not expecting you to respond anytime soon. But, you know, thank you so much. We received it. And she said that it feels like a celebrity just answered the call. So anyway, thank you very much. And we're really happy that you sent a message to us. Thank you. Have a good night.
And thank you again for your reply. And it just it dawned on me that maybe a lot of you don't know my actual name. And everybody knows me as Traveling Robert. And yeah. And unfortunately, it's not trivial to change your name. In a sense, what it requires, it would require me to take down this CD, you know, and remove it from circulation, from sales, and create a new CD with maybe do Robert Morales, aka Traveling Robert, or something like that. So yeah, that's not gonna work. So if any of you are having trouble finding my music digitally, it is available everywhere, pretty much. I think internationally, and under Robert Morales, my real name, Robert Morales Travel Music, is the name of the quote unquote album. They still call them albums, even though there's, you know, there's no physical media anymore. So yeah, check that out. And thank you so much for your kind words there, Chris. Thank you.
Who does your singing at the entrance of your show? Sounds really good.
Well, thank you so much, and I have one more voicemail.
Hi, Robert. I am from Israel, and I want to buy the CD of all your music. How can I do it? Thank you.
And I replied personally, and I'll say here for everybody, I ship internationally. I don't know how many countries I am allowed to ship. I just ship on PayPal, and it'll tell me how much it is and this and that. So it is a flat rate. It turns out it's for just the CDs, it's such a lightweight product that it doesn't cost a whole lot more to ship internationally. So to keep it simple, you know, CD is $20 and shipping included. And just go to Traveling Robert with one L. If you're international, you know, elsewhere in the world, the traveling, it's spelled with two L's. But we Americans, we do things different, as we always do. And it's with one L. So travelingrobert1l.com/merch, like merchandise, you know, MERCH. And that's where you can buy the audio CD, the double CD. With pretty much all the music I've composed until the beginning of this year. So, and that's it. That's all the messages I have for you today. It's going to be a long podcast today because now, without further ado, we have the interview with the Polanco family, RV44. All right, everybody. Today on the show, we have the Polanco family coming to us from Kissimmee, Florida. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast.
How you guys doing? Everybody good?
Yeah, and you have an RV channel, RV44, right? Tell us a little bit about yourselves before we begin the interview.
So we started our channel on just to document what, you know, our travels and our journey, basically, from going from a home to an RV.
To an RV.
As a family.
Different from a lot of RVers already. They start documenting the live when they got the RV. We did it way before we got the RV.
Yeah.
We took us a little bit too long to sell the house because of this, you know, situation that we're going through right now. But we got finally made it. You know, we sold our home and now we just bought an RV. Mm-hmm. We have to be here.
Yeah. The last time, the first time I interviewed you guys, you still didn't have an RV. You still were in the, can you describe to us that process and what did you learn about buying an RV?
Because we're still learning. I mean, one of the things I think that we came into this, you know, idea with kind of like a goal that we wanted to go big and we wanted to do this and that. And people are like, wait a minute, like, start small because this is new to us.
We wanted to get the biggest fifth wheel, the biggest truck, you know, like everybody else just want to have a dream. And then when reality check came in, which is, wait a minute, let's start from the beginning. Let's start small. But I'll tell you one thing, though, Robert. The amount of people that we have met, including yourself, is amazing. This community is very, it's very tight, very close. They love kids. They love animals.
It's very helpful. Yeah.
Everybody, when we were moving in, everybody was coming in, like, without even knowing you. Hey, you need to get this. And it's overwhelming. It's just very close community, and we love that.
We love it. But we have learned a lot. We've learned what a black tank is, what a gray tank is.
She haven't changed her fur, so I'm a little upset about that.
We learned how to clean, and we learned how to clean and all that.
But the process of the house took a little bit too long because we was in the middle of the pandemic when the peak was going as high. New York was shutting down, California, and then we found this amazing family that they needed a house like yesterday. And when we got the closing, it was just like, we started crying.
Not because we're selling the house, but because we got a
finalized.
Can't imagine. Yeah, you definitely picked the right time to sell the house, man.
God is perfect.
So, but, we're learning a lot. I mean, we started out small, and we wanted to start small, like we were saying, because, people are telling us, like, there's a lot to learn. So, not only that, but we started this journey to get out of debt, not into debt.
That's the idea.
And so we kind of wanted to be free in our RV.
like your slogan,
So we were blessed that the RV that we're in now, we paid cash for it. So that's going to free up, and keep us in our journey.
Yes.
That for what we started out from, on the beginning, which was to be debt-free and to travel.
And let me tell you this, too, which to me was a blessing. We sold the house, got the place, and got the RV in 1 month.
Yeah.
So everything came just like the path was clearing for us. It was just amazing.
We're still learning. There's still a lot of things, that we're still learning. Like, what are the sounds that the RV makes?
And like acorn falling in the middle of the night. Yes, she cannot sleep. She haven't slept for since we moved here.
I slept. We upgraded our RV mattress, we're still learning a lot.
Definitely RVs don't have the same insulation as your house does for noise.
Yeah.
It's nice when it's raining. When it's raining, it's kind of soothing. But sometimes you hear those strange sounds.
Every sound you can hear.
And what RV do you guys get? You told me a small fifth wheel.
We got a travel trailer.
Oh, you ended up with a travel trailer.
Yeah, 2016 Adam Ridge.
Starcraft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many feet?
I think the manufacturer, I think, is Jayco.
Jayco Starcraft, How many feet long?
34.
Okay, so it's on the longish side, but it's not like a humongous thing. The four of you need a little space too.
Yeah, we need a little space. Yeah.
Exactly. And we I don't know if you guys know about it. We changed the whole interior of it.
We renovated the whole thing. We changed out the furniture. We did a reno video on it as well.
For those of you who are not watching on video, it doesn't quite look as much as an RV as you would think. You have like the white curtain back there, and can you show us a little bit? Never mind.
No, we can show you a little bit.
I mean, this is mainly an audio podcast, but eventually I'm gonna release a video as well. The light colors do make it feel bigger sometimes,
Yeah, but pretty much that's what Eric is sitting down over there.
Yeah.
Sitting over there, and then we have this beautiful, I painted this myself too.
And that's the colors. For those of you on audio, he has like the light blue, like valances on the slide out, and all the cabinetry is white. It looks very nice. And I like this. I like your backsplash too there. Yeah, you have a
tile.
Yeah.
And that's our mode. Hey, I can show you that. I mean, it's a little, we just come coming from back to school, so it's pretty.
Yeah,
it's a little bright. This is wild.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god.
And we do, and also we do our own painting too. This is painted by me, Robert. This
I didn't know you were an artist, man. Like a fellow artist. You know, I do music, you do painting. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. That's a very famous place in the Dominican Republic. It's the city that she's from, the town that she's from.
Yeah.
It's from Bonao, and this is a very famous park. So I
One of these days when the pandemic is over, I want to visit the Dominican Republic, you know, because I've never been. At least Punta Cana. I mean, you know.
They say La Habana, Cuba, and Santo Domingo, they have the same same monument. It's just very, very...
It's surreal. The thing, especially the colonial part, you know, it's, we were both Spanish colonies until the mid-19th century. So it's...
So you gotta feel like you're back home. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool,
Yeah, I felt the same way in some parts of Puerto Rico too. I believe the Dominican is probably even more similar. I don't know.
I think it's about the same.
And when you go, bring your own oxygen tank because it's hot.
We're used to hot.
The keys. I told you that. I promise you that. We're out in the keys, man. It's crazy.
So let me ask you about traveling. Have you guys been traveling a lot? At least a little bit with your new motor. I know you got it from. Did you finally get it from Matt?
No. We went to Matt, and like I said, we didn't concur with the numbers because
we're trying to get out of debt.
We just try to
Exactly. No, yeah.
And Matt tried to help us out with a pre-owned one and everything, but it was just the person that we got it from. We just sent a text at 11 o'clock at night,
11,
and the lady just answered back, which is weird. And then we just that same next morning went to get it. So.
Yeah.
We tried with Matt, but it was like I said, the numbers and we didn't want to pay any monthly and all that. So.
Yeah. And when you buy an RV, you know, it's a depreciating asset. You know, it's something that is going to, so you don't, it's like a car, you know, you don't want to like be, you know, getting more into debt and before you know it, you're upside down on the thing. So.
Yeah. But, and the question that we've been asked the most through Instagram and YouTube is if we have a truck yet. Just when I was about to go get a car and start moving, I got furloughed from my job.
Right.
So we try to hold on to the money that we have, the little money that we have from the house. And we just say, you know what, let's wait for this pandemic to go by. Hopefully by the beginning of next year, we should be able, thanks God, my job called me back and we just want to start and get a truck. Mm-hmm.
The holidays are coming around the corner. Yeah. So it's like, we don't really want to be, you know, the kids are in school, like we're working, so it's like right now we're gonna hold on,
we're gonna wait it out a little bit more. You know, something we noticed too is a lot of YouTubers out there, they stranded on RV parks in another state because they cannot go anywhere, so we were like, well, we just don't stay put in Florida, which we know she have her job here, let's just wait it out, you know, for now,
of course. If you have a place where you can have it, you know, keep it safe and with no prospect of getting kicked out, you know, I know a lot of RV parks, they closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a pretty nice resort here in the Kissimmee area. And it's, we have a pool, we have a clubhouse. It's pretty cool. Just like any RV park, but a little, very close to Disney too. So
Kissimmee, maybe I'll go visit.
Yeah, no, definitely. It'll be an honor and a pleasure, sir.
So once you get your truck, where's going to be like your first number one destination that you want to visit?
We want to start local. We want to go to Jetty Park.
We need to go to the Keys too.
Jetty Park is awesome. Yeah, I was there recently. Yeah.
And then we also want to go take the family, you know, to Key West. Enjoyed Key West. I'm really, really nervous about going over that 7 mile bridge.
She was driving crazy the whole way. She's like, "Are you imagining us with an RV?" I'm like,
"Yeah."
I mean, that bridge have taken so many weight. I'm sure it's not gonna go down.
Nah, it's not. I mean, with your longer trailer, maybe wind could be an issue. So don't go during like a hurricane or anything like that.
No.
Which, by the way, we have another hurricane coming as of this recording. So who knows? Yeah, we'll see. A lot of rain coming this weekend.
Yes.
But also on the truck part, we try to get I'm not going to say the brand because, you know, one, I want to keep it a secret, but it's going to be a 3500 dually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because we want to upgrade to a fifth wheel,
because
that's definitely something in the near future. We want to have the capacity of weight. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And even if you don't, it's always good to have more than you need. You know, it's always a more stable drive.
Exactly.
Yeah. especially if you get into windy situations and like that. Wind will it's what really will kill you the most.
Exactly. Yep. Pretty good.
Okay, what has been like the most enjoyable part of owning an RV and living in an RV full time for you guys now?
Yeah, I think for me is learning to adapt to small places.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny because in the morning, all four of us, we get up at the same time. We're up at 5.
One bathroom.
We have so we're coming from a 2,800 square foot home, 3 bathroom, 2.5 baths. You know, so very different scenario in the morning before and now. So it's like it's really funny because it kind of, if you can imagine a car wash, that's how it is. Like one comes in, the other one comes out. You know, brushes their teeth, comes out, uses the bathroom. So it's really funny. So learning, you know,
how to live with so little,
just like, little, right?
You learn how to live with little things. Like before, like my wife said, we had a pretty nice sized house. But we just live in the 3% of it, which it was on the upstairs on the theater area.
Obviously we use the bedroom, a living room, the kitchen, bathroom.
And here I just everybody that talked to us, Robert, told us how happy we sound. And it's crazy. Yeah. They're like, dude, you used to live in this beautiful house and you guys are happier now. You know why? At the end of the day, if you be able to go eat an ice cream with your kids and not checking your bank account and not checking your wallet, that's what happiness is all about.
Me,
you know, my kids,
it's freedom, you know, and you also there's no privacy in an RV, so you are probably interacting more together, you're doing more things together, and that's what family is all about, really.
No, and like I say, the RV park, my kids, before it was like I was scared for them to go out. Now they can go ride their bikes, everybody. Yeah, so your kids, hey, you know, say hi to mom and dad. And we actually live not far from Fellows RVers. They have a YouTube channel too.
Gifford on the go.
Gifford on the go. I want to say hi to them too. Yeah. And very amazing family. And this guy just, I mean, he gave us a lot of tips. And I was like, dude, I got this. I think I'll be here. I survive. I can do my own thing. Yeah. But, you know.
It's good, yeah.
It's one of those. That's what we enjoy the most. It's just friendship. It's man.
I've noticed that RVers are like the friendliest people. I mean, I guess everybody's on the same wavelength. We're all into this, you know, being free in your RV, kind of. And, we take care of each other. In the RV parks and all that. Yeah.
Well, that's what we enjoy the most. It's just that freedom, the economy freedom. It's amazing. And people told us, why are you so happy? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. We're just the same person.
Yeah, but it is a different mentality. We've also learned how to kind of play Tetris, with the things that we have, like in the fridge, you know, how to play Tetris with.
We buy too much food, Robert.
Storage.
Too much food. Healthy, but too much food we buy.
Mm-hmm. You know, so how to organize our things. In smaller
It's in the RV, and definitely you have to keep everything organized, because if you don't, within a day or two, everything is everywhere and you cannot even walk.
We just cleaned like when we got here 5, and we ate, and all of a sudden it's just all mess again.
I mean, when you make taco, it's a mess everywhere. That's what we just make, right? Taco. There's food like everywhere.
Like, we just cleaned.
In a big house like this, you know, you have places to put things, and you don't. You know,
being under the rug, you know, here you can. Yeah.
And if you lose something in the RV, you'll never find it, even though it's a smaller space. Anything like that surprise, like something that you didn't think you would like? I don't want to say negative, but something that surprised you in a negative way about the RV life, or something that you learned the hard way, or something like that.
Yeah. So. One of our videos that we're going to record is what people don't tell you about RV life.
Yes.
And one of the things that, again, like we were saying earlier, we started with this notion that we were going to go big and we were going to do this and that. And then when the reality hits, it's, you kind of have to do this. You have to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So for us, I think it wasn't the whole RV lifestyle. It was getting an RV, you know, the right RV that has been for us like the struggle, because even though we are in the travel trailer and we, you know, we love it, it's too small for even us, for a family of four. You know, so we kind of like want something bigger. So so finding the right RV for your lifestyle and for your or what you need it for, you know, is kind of like a negative, because they all look beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go by the looks and not exactly by the function of it, then it's different.
To me, honestly, I was laughing and crying of happiness because she recorded me doing my lawnmower in my house. And I was just like, I'm not going to do that anymore, Robert, when I'm telling you. RV is so much work. You got to be on top of it.
Yeah.
Because if you miscalculate something or you don't do something maintenance-wise, it will be the last. Now, it means translate to money now, spending. Because we spend, a couple of $100 just because we didn't follow up with maintenance.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, cleaning upstairs, whether, you know, the acorns is falling or the end of the, where the AC water is supposed to go through.
The gutter.
I'm there every day. I'm about to put a second floor over here. I'm there every day. I'm upstairs. Like, what?
Yeah, it's just like a house. It's just a smaller house with wheels. But you know, you still have to do your maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
checking the tanks, the light. Make sure that the fuse box is good. Make sure the water is running good. The connection. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting tired.
You have to learn a lot about maintenance and how to fix things yourself, because sometimes you're not going to find somebody who can come like the next day or the same day
to
hook you up.
In one of the first weeks that we were here, our RV fridge, which was the propane electric fridge that it comes with,
it went down.
Gave up. We had to go and buy a new one.
Yes.
And poor Joaquin.
I use this.
Take
that out of that wall, Robert, without destroying the RV, is a mess.
It was a mess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so he had to learn how to, like, disconnect things, how to put things back. Props to him.
I found another use for WD-40. I put WD-40 around the new refrigerator, and it went right through the screen. He went right through
We thought that we went from a 7.5 cubic fridge to a 9.5.
It was just right, like
It's the same like measurement, which we were like really, you know, like
yeah, I guess it.
About. Yeah, yes. But it does fit.
It does fit.
But we thought that, you know, it's a tight fit. So we thought like, oh man, now we're gonna have to take the door down. We're gonna have to take a wall down. Man. He put WD-40 around it and went.
And I slide that thing right
wow, that's a good tip for you guys out there if you want to replace your fridge.
Right.
And I'm the kind of guy that I'll probably take it to some place. But then again, you're living full time there. You need your fridge right away.
You have no choice.
But we were gonna take it, and the guy said, "Well, it's gonna be about a week," and we're like, we don't have a week."
Yeah, we have a Camping World a mile away, and the guy said, "Well, you're gonna get it. You're gonna bring it to me. I'm not gonna give it to you in a week. It might take a month."
Yeah.
So yeah.
I gotta use my RV newer thinking.
Yeah. You gotta learn. Yeah, you gotta learn. Oh man, that's a good story about the refrigerator.
We have learned some, you know.
Yeah.
We've learned to be handy.
Yeah. Well, now in a few months, we'll have to do a third interview once you are traveling once you have broken many other things.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a beautiful experience. Yeah. And we're telling people to be patient. We are not planning to stay here forever. We eventually going to be moving around, even Florida, even campgrounds too.
Yes.
Because her goal is to work from home, and my goal is also to just bring my artwork to another level.
Yeah. That's a good goal because you have to see the country. There's so much to see.
Oh my God! Thanks to you, you make that just. We're so hungry just to follow your footsteps, man. It will be an honor.
It is, yeah.
Just to be where you've been, man.
It's amazing. God, Robert was here. We remember this episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, I think one of the other things that we have learned, and maybe you want to stop, and then you can ask this question. What about our family? What do they think about, you know, because...
Yeah, what do they think? Because I know a lot of people, you know, get different... you know, reactions, and a lot of people think we're crazy for wanting to do this. What have been your experience with that?
Oh, go ahead.
they usually try to be quiet, and then they are. I hear for a third person that they talk among themselves.
Yeah.
And they think we're crazy.
They still think that we're crazy. You know, like you're saying.
One is to put our life out there because we're very jealous. When it comes to the family, we're like a nuclear, right?
Yeah.
We very, very, very close.
Tight, I guess.
Tight. And very jealous, especially on the good sense of the word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they also think we're crazy because we live this perfect life. In their mind, is having a house is a perfect life.
Yeah, it's a dream, mm-hmm. you know?
The way I see it is like this. You got the tools. You make your life work however you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as you're making it work for the, you know, you're moving the right way.
Yeah. But now, like, they've been in the RV, you know, and they actually say, oh, you know what? This actually works for you, and it's good. And I'm like, and they see, like what he was saying earlier, we're much happier, you know.
I think the kids are happy,
You know, that's the most important part.
They were concerned with the kids, you know, how the kids are going to adjust. Mm-hmm. But they seem like the kids are fine.
Yeah.
You know, so, and once, like I said, once they come into the RV and they don't want to leave, they're, you know, they're like, exactly. We're like, okay, well, we want to, can take out, you know, to go outside.
And let me tell you, once you start traveling, also the kids will learn so much firsthand, you know. You learn about history, geology, animals, what you call it, biology, all kinds of things, and it's going to be a great experience for them too.
Like,
I think
they remember, you know, the trips that we take when we went to Georgia, that we took them to the aquarium. They would remember that.
Yeah, that's another thing. We're going to also travel. Yeah. We might not do it in the RV yet, but we want to go to Tennessee.
We want to go to Tennessee.
I want to go to Memphis. I want to go to
Graceland,
Jacksonville. Port, I want to go to Destin, Florida. It's so many places that we gotta go. Mm-hmm. It's just not with RV right now. We just want to make sure all this is over with. Yeah. We can just say, you know what, let's
safety first.
Spend the money because it's gonna be a lot of money spending, and let's live the life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Joaquin and Erica, thank you so much for spending some time with us here at the Living the RV Dream podcast. And at some point, I promise I'm going to release all these videos of my other. I have a podcast channel, but I'm kind of behind with that one.
No, that's and, fine.
And we'll do the video too, and I'll point you guys to that channel.
Yeah, thank you so much for
your time,
for inviting us. Yes.
And if people want to find you online, YouTube, social media, can you give us all your
sure.
links?
Yeah. So the YouTube is RV4 and the number 4. RV4, because we're a family of 4 living in an RV. And then the Instagram is official_RV4.
Yep. I'm very active on Instagram, more than the Facebook. Facebook is active too.
Facebook,
well,
is
Instagram is what I try to be more, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Polanco family, thank you for being here. The RV for 4. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're
welcome. All right. And that was the return of the Polancos. Let's call it that way. I interviewed them a few months ago, right? I think it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And back then, they hadn't bought an RV yet. And I think they bought it at the right time, because right now it's like crazy. People are waiting 6 months or even more because such high demand for RVs right now. Well, this has been a long-winded episode, so I'm gonna let you guys go now. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And until next time. Thank you so much for watching. For listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.